Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. About tension. The quotes I want to use, the first is from a Chinese proverb, and it says, tension is who you think you should be, relaxation is who you are. And then Mary Lou von Franz said, if we can stay with the tension of opposites long enough, sustain it, be true to it, we can sometimes become vessels within which the divine opposites come together and give birth to a new reality. Now, as I begin this episode, I think I should clarify that I'm not doing this episode as a teacher or a guide or as someone to say, look where I am, you can come here. And sometimes I do those episodes, right? Because sometimes I've worked through certain patterns in my life or things in my life. Today's episode is different in that I am finding the value in sitting in the tension in this life. And so I wanted to talk to you about a promise that I've made to myself that I try to uphold. I don't know if promise is right, but maybe like vow might be the right word. And it's something like this. Vow to yourself that you won't try and escape the tension in your life. Since that's where growth and understanding occurs, if you constantly escape it, you will find yourself living out repeated cycles, if not stagnation. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you know, in the Monday's episode, we talked a little bit about how there are all these different parts of ourselves that might not be serving the greater whole or the greater story that we're trying to live out. And so we want to let those parts of ourselves go, even if we've used them to make ourselves comfortable or to make ourselves feel safe in a really harsh world. So the idea behind allowing yourself to live and sit in tension is this. You know, everybody understands that comfort or discomfort is where you grow, right? Everybody gets that intellectually. And the truth that I've probably said on here a million times is that actually most people like to get uncomfortable in only ways that they are comfortable getting. So you probably feel comfortable in some way getting uncomfortable. For me, that's endurance sports or, you know, even like facing a new story for me. I'm like, okay, if old stories collapse, I've always been good at change and pivoting and new. And so then where's the discomfort for me? It's like, well, it's actually sitting in the tension of the old story. It's not pivoting to something new. It's not going somewhere new. And so you can ask yourself this same kind of question because there are certain things that you are really comfortable with. You might be able to put up walls, but can you sit in a battle zone without the wall, right? So this is where I'm getting at today. All of these coping mechanisms that we have that we talked about on Monday, they're often used to help us avoid the tension in our lives. Maybe you like to eat when you're sad. You know, that's me. Maybe you like to go work out or something like that. Right? There are better and worse coping mechanisms, and I'm not denying that. But I'm asking you, is it possible for you to sort of sit in the uncomfortable feeling of being triggered and just see what arises for you? Now, there's a caveat to this, which is you cannot take all of somebody's coping mechanisms away in life because that's not growth, that's misery, right? We have our coping mechanisms for a very, very certain reason. But when something comes up in your life and you feel yourself beginning to get triggered, maybe a partner does something to you that really triggers something from your childhood, or maybe your parents do, right? If you want to know what it feels like to get triggered, actually, just call up your parents and then try to change their mind on something. You know, just try to change your mind about politics or God or something big, right? And that, then you can feel what it's like to get triggered because it's not going to happen. Well, in that moment, right, I'm not telling you to get rid of your coping mechanisms completely, but I'm saying, can you dance with that tension a bit? Can you feel what it feels like to sit inside of you, right? Because only if you can sit in it will it ever be resolved. And that's why I like that Chinese proverb where they talk about, you know, tension is where you are, but relaxation is kind of your birthright once you learn to let go of all of that tension. And so can you explore the things that are causing tension in your life in a way that is with curiosity, in a way that is not trying to escape or trying to avoid or trying to whatever it is that you normally do? And the reason that I've personally vowed to myself, now this doesn't mean that I'm always so good at it, right? I think that yesterday I felt myself getting really triggered from school and I really wanted to go down all of the same routes that I normally go down to center myself that sort of keep me stuck in these repeating cycles and patterns or you know, that's at best. At worst, it's just complete stagnation because you don't have the ability to grow where you are. And so that's why stagnation occurs, because for me, I'm like a pivoter, right? I'm like, get me out of here. I'll just leave this and I'll go do something else. So for me, stagnation occurs because I can never grow in a certain area for too long before something triggers me and I have to go. And that's the rub here. This is why we would even consider doing this work in the first place. It's because there's a depth in life and an experience and a level of, we'll call it a level of depth, but you think about, you go down any certain field in your life, there's like skill and there's all these things that come with depth, right? When you stay somewhere for a while, when you learn to stay in the tension, you learn new things about yourself. And that's why we do this work, because if we don't, if we continue with our same avoidance strategies, patterns, putting walls up, all of the things that make us feel safe in this world, not saying we don't need those, right? Like I can't stress that enough. We do have those for a reason. You do it because it's very uncomfortable. But if you can begin to explore that tension, whenever something emotionally triggers you, what it's going to give you the ability to do is get into that deeper experience. And so if you throw up the walls, if you use the coping mechanism every single time, then what's going to happen in that experience is you will be barred from a certain depth in your own life, a certain depth of experience. And if depth of experience, you know, actual quality, not quantity of experiences, is something that you live for or value, then this is worth your efforts, right? Because I think a lot of us, we can trick ourselves into thinking that, you know, quantity of experience is what we want in this life. It's like, do all the things, you know, do everything on your bucket list. Like I wrote a whole book about this, so I understand the mentality completely. But, you know, after a while, you kind of want to get to the depth in something. You kind of want to feel something at a more, you know, visceral level. And the way that you do that is you've got to explore the things that are keeping you from that level. So I was talking to my buddy Angelo Sisco, who runs the Alpha Hippie course, a couple days ago in a podcast, a super long 3-hour podcast. He'll be dropping on his channel at some point here in the future. And he was talking about how he sort of resolved to go for a walk during these different times of tension in his life. Or I think we might have been talking about anger, so that's when he did it. But anyway, this is how I'm vowing to do this in my own life. I'm going to go for these walks by myself. I'm going to explore them curiously, and I'm going to try to drop any kind of identity from the situation. So when I'm on these walks, I can kind of explore, like, what's coming up for me? What am I feeling in my body right now, and why am I feeling it? Like, what is this signaling to me? Am I in some situation that the animal me, the lizard me, is feeling as unsafe or unproductive or who knows, right? And so this is why I vowed to do this work, because like I said, everyone knows that you grow outside of your comfort zone, but nobody in their right mind actually wants to be uncomfortable. And people that say they do like to be uncomfortable, what they're thinking about is however they like to be uncomfortable, right? Not the other ways. There's a million ways that people like to be uncomfortable. And if somebody's growth minded, it's likely that they've taught themselves to push it hard in the gym and to go into endurance sports. Who knows? Fasting, right? I have the trials group. We're talking about fasting right now because there's a fasting challenge in that course. And so there's all these ways that people like to get uncomfortable that they can like feel and see the tangible benefits of that. But when you get triggered and you're sort of dropped directly into the chaos, it's a lot harder to figure out why anybody would ever want to stay there. And so we don't. We avoid it. We put up our walls. We go into our patterns. We use our coping mechanisms. And in doing so, we unknowingly bar ourselves from the depth in our own life. And so today, my question for you, or my hope for you, or the point of this podcast is that you would think about your own life and you would think about these moments where you feel so just fucking angry or sad or overwhelmed, whatever it is that triggers you. And instead of doing whatever it is that you normally do to get out of it, just put your toes in that chaos. Right? Because what happens when we go into chaos with our eyes open is we find out what we need to know. It's always teaching us something, but nobody stays there long enough to actually learn the lesson. And so our relationships don't progress to a deeper level. Our understanding doesn't progress to a deeper level. Our skill level does not progress to a deeper level. And so if you can approach your life as if a practice, you know, like a yogic practice, the idea is not that you nail it. The idea is that you practice nailing it, that you just keep coming back and you keep opening your eyes when every single part of you wants to be under the covers, right? With your head buried in the sand. The idea of a practice is that you come back to this with your heart and your eyes open as much as possible, as long as possible. And the art of it is that you keep doing it without judging yourself for how you're doing it. There's a really good saying, I've said it on here a million times, but yoga is not what you're doing, it's how you're being. And so when it comes to practice, make that your litmus test. It's like not about what you're doing. So you start to feel triggered. It's like, okay, well then how am I consciously engaging with this tension? Because that's the thing that will, you know, give you the depth in life that you currently do not have or cannot have. And the reason you don't have it or can't have it is because you won't allow yourself to go to the places and learn the lessons that you need to in order to get it. And so if we can approach our lives with a bit more curiosity, a little less anger, a little less flailing, a little less overwhelm, a little less emotional reactivity is really what it comes down to. It's not that you don't feel the emotions. It's that you don't necessarily always have to react to them. You know, there's this idea in Buddhism that what scares you, you know, fear is not, things are not to be feared, but things are to be understood. And if you can get yourself, and it's a process, that's why I'm saying I'm not telling you this from the other side of the mountain here. I'm in the mud. Like last night, I'm walking in the mud with my knees up, you know, knee deep in the mud. So I don't want to profess to have the answers. But what I do want to profess or commit to is doing the work for myself, for my partner, for my family, for everybody that's downstream in our lives. They deserve the best version of who we are, but we can't give them that unless we can go into all of the different parts of our lives with our eyes open. Only then, when we can work through our own triggers, do we become self-reliant enough for this growth process to actually unfold inside of ourselves. Otherwise, what we get is maybe inner ego growth. Like you'll see a million people on Instagram and that have courses that will help you grow within your ego, right? So we'll strengthen the things you're good at. Like, you know, you see that everywhere. You see it in the business world a ton. Or you want to get really good at this one thing. I'll make you really fit. You know, I'll make you look really good naked. All, you know, tons of apps are built on self-loathing. So you can grow in one direction. This is true. But if you want to deepen your experience in everything that you're doing, it's not so straightforward, unfortunately. You've got to commit to sitting within the tension, allowing the tension to resolve itself as those polarities sort of meet right where you are. And it's not a straightforward process. Like I said, it's a commitment to not being reactive, to exploring all of the things that are coming up for you with your eyes open. But if you can, you will be rewarded with a deeper level of experience in this life. And so that's the journey that I'm on, and I would love to have you on that journey with me. Hope you guys have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.